Open Windows, July the 29th. The Breaking of the Self-Life. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. All God's purpose, all that God means for us on the other side of the cross, in union with Christ, risen and exalted, demands absolute brokenness, complete brokenness in all those concerned. Not just the brokenness of their picture and outward hopes, but an inward brokenness. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the exceeding greatness of the power may be of God, and not of ourselves. The selfhood broken, broken vessels for heavenly eternal fullness. The cross is necessary for our breaking. It is not a pleasant note, I know, but in all faithfulness it must be said. This is the Lord's word to you, that if you are not broken by the cross, if you have not gone through an experience of real brokenness under the hand of God, all that the Lord means in you and through you will still be suspended. It will be impossible. If the cross means one thing, it does mean that the cross is the way to the glory and the heavenly fullness. It is the way of an inward breaking. Let me be very precise, because I know of different kinds of brokenness. I know the brokenness of disappointments, of disappointed hopes and expectations. But the kind of brokenness I am talking about is the brokenness of selfhood. The strength of self that holds its position and holds its ground and that will not let go. That is the kind of brokenness. This self-strength, whether it be intellectual and mental, or whether it be emotional, or whether it be in the will, that strength of the natural life has got to be broken as truly as the sinew of Jacob's thigh had to be touched and withered. Something like that has to happen in us, that we carry through the rest of our days. God has done something in the realm of our selfhood, and we are broken men and women so far as self-sufficiency, self-assertiveness, self-confidence, and every other form of self is concerned. It must be.